AP News. I'm Ed Donahue.
In the wake of the horrific shootings in Atlanta on Tuesday, the president ordered the U.S. flag to be flown at half staff.
Eight people, most of them Asian, were killed at massage parlors in the Atlanta area. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden and Vice President Harris will be paying respects to the victims.
The president and the vice president will also meet with representatives from the Georgia Asian American and Pacific Islander community when they travel to Georgia on Friday.
It hasn't been determined if the shootings were a hate crime. On Capitol Hill, there was a hearing on a recent spike in violence against Asian Americans. Texas Republican Chip Roy is worried about free speech.
We shouldn't be worried about having a committee of members of Congress policing our rhetoric because some evildoers go engage in some evil activity as occurred in Atlanta, Georgia. Because when we start policing free speech, we're doing the very thing that we're condemning when we condemn what the Chinese Communist Party does to their country.
The U.S. plans to send about 4 million doses of the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine to Mexico and Canada. The European Union's Drug Regulatory Agency says experts have concluded the AstraZeneca vaccine is not linked to an overall increase in the risk of blood clots. Amir Cook is head of the European Medicines Agency.
This is a safe and effective vaccine. Its benefits in protecting people from COVID-19 with the associated risks of death and hospitalization outweigh the possible risks.
Some European countries had put a hold on the vaccine because of the blood clot risk. Alabama could become the next state to prevent transgender girls from playing on female sports teams. Three masseuses are suing Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson for alleged sexual assault, accusing him of a disturbing pattern of behavior toward women. Watson denies he acted inappropriately and said he looks forward to clearing his name. This is AP News. Layoffs remain high as much of the economy recovers from the coronavirus.
Jobless claims increased to 770,000 last week, according to the Labor Department. That's up from 725,000 the week before, a sign that employers in some industries are still laying off workers. And the layoffs are occurring even though the overall labor market has shown solid improvement. Many economists think the unemployment filings will decrease as states and cities ease business restrictions and consumers spend more. The country is still about 9.5 million jobs short of the total it had in February of last year. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Don't forget the popcorn. AMC Theater says it will have 98% of its U.S. movie theaters open tomorrow. A bunch of theaters will be reopening in California. Cleaning and safety protocols will be in effect, including social distancing and automatic seat blocking. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Healthcare can feel complicated. That's why Optum uses technology to connect the people and processes that make healthcare easier, more affordable, and more effective. We're making it clearer for you to know exactly what your benefits cover. And to help you better manage your health, we're coordinating care between your doctors and your technology. We believe better, simpler healthcare is always possible. That's healthy optimism. That's Optum. Visit Optum.com to learn more.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction, to facelifts, and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.